There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Bert Breer playing hurt today, as he was just telling me, Chris. Needs a root canal.
Oof.
That sucks. Yeah, let me just tell you. There's nothing enjoyable about that process.
What I've heard is the actual root canal isn't that bad because they numb you up and you're just sitting there for 2 hours. Have you had one?
I've had one, and it was more than 2 hours, and it hurt like hell at times.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
I don't
when
know the, how it can be much
especially
worse.
When the tooth has gone bad, so to speak. You know, where it's you've got like infection in there and there's like inside the tooth, they say. Like that's what happens when you need the root canal.
So I'm trying to take good care of it. The pain is why I had it moved up, which is probably good for the reason you said, because there's less time for it to get really bad.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's already bad. Who knows?
We'll see. It might already be bad. You might be screwed. Yeah, good luck with that.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Just wanted to prepare you for the worst. That's all. Hey, let's talk about something that's going on right now. Jacksonville is getting blown out by the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
How? Why? What is going on there? I didn't think of Dallas as a very good team, and I do
respect. Especially offensively.
Yeah, exactly. And you would think the matchup there favors the Jacksonville Jaguars with their defense against Dak Prescott in that Dallas offense that has struggled at times. Right now, with under 2 minutes to play in the game, Dallas with the ball just winding out the clock. It's 40-7, Dallas up on Jacksonville.
And I think a big part of it is Scott Linehan putting the offense behind Ezekiel Elliott and being a little bit more creative. There was a ton of pressure on him this week. Unless you're there, I don't think you understand what it's like to coach in that environment. And everybody's finger was pointed at Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator, after Alan Hearns said what he said publicly in a couple different places during the week. And I'll just tell you this. Internally, there's been a lot of talk about Lincoln Riley, the Oklahoma head coach, getting that job next year. And the implication is Lincoln Riley's this offensive genius. We need somebody like that to coach Dak Prescott, to coach Ezekiel Elliott. We need to move into the 21st century, which, of course, would mean Scott Linehan, the game's passed you by. Let's shove you aside. And this feels like Linehan got creative and was able to find some things in the Jacksonville defense. And I wouldn't have guessed they'd score 40 points.
So it sort of sparked them, possibly, is what that conversation has done.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the AFC playoff picture and just the AFC picture, because it is still early. But the Patriots have a lot more to gain in this game tonight than the Kansas City Chiefs do. Patriots get a win.
Well, I don't know.
You're looking at this as a who, you know, when you ask yourself, who are the two dominant teams in the AFC? With the Patriots win, you're talking about the Patriots and Chiefs. With a Chiefs win, you're saying right now it's the Chiefs and they're all alone.
Yep.
Aren't you? Isn't that kind of the way it will go?
I think the Chiefs can take such a major step towards home field here. Like, this is a major step towards home field, because you're, in essence, basically putting the Patriots 4 games back if you can win this game. And I don't think that we can make a big enough deal out of the difference between this game being at Arrowhead in January versus this game being here in January. Arrowhead's one of the more difficult places in the league to play. And we've seen the Patriots play poorly there in the past. We've seen a lot of teams play poorly there in the past. And not only would this be validating for the Chiefs in that you're knocking off the defending conference champion and obviously the marquee franchise in the NFL over the last 20 years, you're also taking a major step to making sure that maybe an extra playoff game or two is played at Arrowhead.
Yeah, that obviously would be big. I want to keep it in the AFC West here. Oakland Raiders 1-5, now rumors that they're looking to move on from Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph. Do you think those guys are really up, you know, to on the trade block, so to speak? And was this a rebuilding job that John Gruden thought he inherited?
John Gruden told me flat out he thought the roster sucked.
Wow.
And it was so blatant that I had to I circled back with him, and I'm like, are you sure this is on the record? Like, he was very strong about that. Like, I don't think we've drafted well over the last 5 years. What's interesting about it is the guy who drafted, who ran all those drafts, is still in the building. But he was willing to come out and say that stuff. Look, I don't think it's good. It hasn't been good between John Gruden and Reggie McKenzie. There was some talk about him potentially bringing in his own personnel guy on top of, you know, the guys that are already there, the guys that he brought in. It's – guys, I think this is going in the direction of Trent Baalke and Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Grigson and Chuck Pagano.
That bad?
It is not healthy there right now.
Jeez.
And it's a general manager who put together a team over time and built from the ground up and who thought he had a pretty good roster put together there, like over 5 years, won 12 games 2 years ago.
Yeah. Versus, I thought it was two.
Versus a coach who's come in and said, no, this sucks. Like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to blow the whole thing up, and I don't care what you say. And it almost feels like, and look, we know they're not the most cash-rich franchise, right?
Yeah. That's true.
I don't – Reggie McKenzie, to some degree, was forced on John Gruden, right? To some degree, he was forced on John Gruden because he just got an extension, and I don't think Mark Davis was going to fire him. He likes Reggie, and I don't think he was going to pay to make him go away. This feels a little bit like John Gruden trying to push Reggie to quit.
And we know that John Gruden has had the year of Davis for a very long time. That's
oh, Davis!
Why
I mean, Davis
there.
Has like he's like posters on his wall of John Gruden.
it's that odd.
I hope it's on the wall and not on the ceiling.
Oh God! All right, Bert. Bert Breer, the MMQB. Appreciate the time, Bert. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Great.